In this class, I want to have two things drawn before you. Number one, the blessings from the Bible. So far, we have seen the beauty of the Bible. Now, please pay attention to the blessings from the Bible. You know why? Unless you know what the blessings are from the Bible, the next class I want to talk to you, how to glean these blessings, how to have these blessings ours, how to make it ours, what is the method, what are the ways that you and I can study the scriptures. And if time permits, I will show something more important, how the word of God plays a role in your life and my life. So many things to be done and the time is very short on hand. So you have to be quick with me as first of all I talk to you about these blessings which God's word has for each one of us. When you turn to Psalms 119, you have in this one psalm so much of things written about the word of God itself. This is the only psalm which is known as the shortest psalm of the Bible. Am I correct? The longest psalm of the Bible. How many verses this has? 176 verses. Do you know that out of 176 verses, about 172 verses speak about the word of God? Just except 4 verses, each of the verse talks about the word of God, the beauty and the blessings. Both the things are given in this psalm. So that can be your exercise, you know. I know a small boy and also a girl in the VBS, they have recited the whole psalm. Sandesh, how many verses you have recited of this? Did you start reciting this? No. I know that they have memorized all 176 verses. Now notice, when you come to Psalm 119, I will suggest you, before you start your study of the Bible, take time out to read this psalm. Reread this psalm. Reread this psalm. I will say read again and again this psalm. And you will learn so many things from this psalm. This psalm is very systematically divided in all Hebrew alphabets. You will find there are divisions made in this psalm. Each division is of 8 verses. First 8 verses talk about the first alphabet of the Hebrew letter. And then from first Hebrew alphabet to the last Hebrew alphabet, this psalm is beautifully divided. So each of that speaks about the word of God. So it will be an exercise for you to start your Bible reading or study from studying Psalm 119. And as you study, you will learn so many blessings which God has in store for those who come to His Word. So I want to give you an outline from the same psalm. How many blessings are there? There are so many. But I thought at least 10 of them I can write before you. These 10 which are very significant. Had there been time, I should have taken to explain each of these blessings. How significant that is. Despite any age group, any person, boy or girl, any problem, any difficulties, word of God can become a great help and succor and strength to anyone who comes to God's word. What are those blessings, uncle? Will you please let us know? Yeah, all of these 10 blessings can be yours if you learn the next class and after that you learn the next class also. What are these blessings first of all? Let me show you what blessings God has for you and for me. When you turn to Psalm 119, keep that psalm open. And when you read verse 9 and verse 11, it says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. That's the greatest problem a young man or a woman can have in their life. You know what? Temptations. Attractions. Which I call it distractions. From the right path. You know, easily you can be carried away. This is the age when you are physically changing, you are emotionally changing, you are psychologically changing, you are environmentally changing, and because you see your friends, boys and girls around you, there are so many things can come in and creep in your life. And if in this young age, I'll repeat, in this young age, this teenage, if you are not able to guard your life, if you're not able to keep your life, let me tell you, your whole life will be devastated, destroyed. So, to protect your life from that great destruction to come, what is needed to be done? You have to come back to the word of God. I tell you, nobody can help you. In your personal life, in your lonely life, you know, now a person like me having gone through all these issues, and still that will be till death a problem for everybody. But looking at some of your lives, looking at some of your faces, I can see something else is happening in your heart and your life. Your personal life is not right with God. I can just talk to you very frankly. And if that is true, you can share with some uncle and auntie here. If you are struggling with some sin, struggling with some wrong relationship, struggling with some disobedience in house, disrespecting your father and mother, you know, pulling them down, fighting with your brother or sister, or whatever may be the problem that you are facing, I will suggest you, before you leave this camp, talk to some uncles and aunties and spend time with them. Ask them, how can I come out of this? Don't go on with that. This will spoil your total life. You will never be recovered once again. I'll repeat once again. Listen carefully. If you lose money, they say you can earn it. Yeah? If you lose money, you can earn it. If you lose health, you can gain it. But if you lose your character, there is no repair for that. You cannot rectify it. Once you get that blot in your life, it is all through your life till your death. However good you try to become even thereafter, this will carry on with you. So dear children, this assembly at Borivali has arranging these classes for you. There are men and women praying for you. This is not just a camp where we come and enjoy, eat and sleep and go. No, this is the only camp where we find the scriptures are taught. Why? So that your life may be founded on a solid ground of the word of God. That you may come out of the snares of the devil and not fall prey to the temptations that are there. So it will be there, but you can overcome it. You can be victorious. Don't think you will be defeated. No. The same problems are problems of everybody. But when you come to the word of God, first of all, it gives us what? The first blessing we have is what? I thought every one of you will say. What is that? It will give you victory over sin. Psalm 119 and verse 9 and verse 11 says, I have hidden thy word in my heart that I may not sin against you. This word, how much you hide in your heart, will help you to overcome sin and temptations. So number one blessing is, it will help you to overcome temptations and sin. It will give you victory over sin. Number two, it will give you fervor in your spiritual life. Thou hast quickened me, or quicken me, O God, the Bible says. Only the word of God can quicken you. It can give you new life, new dimension, new spare of vigor and strength. Fervor in your spiritual life. Verse 25, 37, 40, 50, 88 and 93. All of these verses speak about quickening, and I wish I could read each one of this and tell you how the word of God quickens us, gives us life. Otherwise, you know what? When sin comes, sin will beset you, will make you discouraged. You will become cold. You will become shallow in your life. You will be somewhere sitting in a corner. Your face expressions will change. Joy will be lost. But when you come to the word of God, it not only gives victory over sin. Number two, fervor in your spiritual life. Number three, it gives you strength. Verse 28. Strengthen me, O Lord, for I take heed unto thy word, thy precepts. Word of God strengthens us. It equips us, emboldens us. And that's what is needed for us. Word of God becomes our strength. To be weakening in our life doesn't take any time. Men and women become so weak and frustrated in their life. You know, yesterday evening we just went out. Uncle K.V. Simon wanted us to go to his house. We went outside here. Yesterday evenings, I am telling you. We were waiting for auto rickshaw there. No auto rickshaw was available. Then we are waiting still some more time. We found one car fellow was turning from there. We requested him, which place are you going? He said, so and so. We asked, can you drop us up to that place? He said, okay, please come in. We went in, we sat, we thought he is the owner of the car, but found out he was a driver. When we spoke to him, just for a while, 5 minutes drive, you know, but in that 5 minutes, I heard at least 10 frustrations coming out of his life. He said, 30 years I am driving, but I have nothing. People of this world have cheated me, my friends have cheated me. They have performed some magic in my life, according to these people, black magic. And that's why there is nothing in my life. I lost my life. Uncle KV gave him one book immediately. And we had 5 minutes opportunity to talk to him about the Lord Jesus. People outside are all discouraged, you know. What I want to tell you, he was weak and frustrated. The next step in such people's life is what, you know? They will go and hang themselves. Commit suicide. That is the ultimate place where devil would like to take men and women to. Never decide on that. Come back to the word of God. Why? It will give you victory over sin. It will give you fervor in your spiritual life. What is the next? It will give you strength. And that's why we communicated some words of the Bible to him. Trust that fellow will understand. Read that small little booklet and come to the Lord Jesus Christ. What is the fourth blessing? The word of God will give you wisdom. You and I lack that understanding, wisdom. Who gives that? The word of God. That's a great blessing one can have. Is the blessing of God's wisdom. See, information people have, knowledge people have. Information and knowledge is good. I know if I give you a mobile phone, you will handle better than what I can handle. You are so quick and fast. But when it comes to me, it will not be possible. But there are certain things, you know, knowledge is one thing, information is one thing, but understanding is another one. That wisdom you will get from the word of God. How to be acting on certain situations of life. That's the greatest blessing which Bible gives to us. Number five, it gives you guidance. Psalmist says, thy word is lamp to my feet and light on my path. The Bible becomes our guide, it becomes our compass, it becomes our atlas. Bible is the book which can guide every step of your life. Psalm 37 and verse 23 says, the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. If you live that righteous life according to the word of God, with God, your steps will be ordered. He will guide you and lead you. Number next, six. What is that? Freedom. How many people are entangled with so many problems and difficulties of their life? Only Bible can give you freedom. There are some who are very selfish. Some who have gone into the foolish ideas of this world. To get freedom from all this, liberty, escaping all these snares of devil, only Bible can give you that freedom. That's a great blessing which we can have. Yeah? Number next, seven. How do you select your friend? Look at that verse 63, Psalm 119 and verse 63. I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. Can I ask you a question? Who are your companions? Who are your friends? How do you select your friend? Because you sing and they sing, they become your friend. Because you play some musical instruments and they play those instruments, they become your friend. Because they like certain sports and you like that sports and they become your friend. On what criteria you select your friend? Psalmist says, I am a companion of all them that fear thee. The criteria of him choosing a friend is what? They that fear the Lord. And what a blessing that is. If you have the Bible, the blessings of Bible will be, he will give you the right companion in your Christian life. I can name hundreds of great Christian friends that I have in my life. At a young age when I lost my parents, there was nobody, I became all alone. But when I came to know the Lord Jesus as my Lord and Savior, I was just a teenage, 19 year old. 18 plus or 19. all alone. And that time, today when I look back, how many friends I can count on. Wow. Good friends whom I can trust. They are all my companions, encouragement, motivators. What a strength we get from that. It's a blessing because Bible is what I hold dear to my heart. If you hold that dear to your heart, that will be a blessing in your Christian life also. What is the next one? Bible will comfort you. Verse 50 and 76. Verse 50. The proud have had, this is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. Each of this verse 76, let I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word, unto thy servants. You know what comfort means? When we are in pain, when we are in agony, when we are in distress, Bible becomes like a balm of Gilead. You may not understand that phrase. Balm of Gilead. Is there no balm in Gilead? That's the question in the Bible. A beautiful sermon. You know, Bible becomes a balm in Gilead. In all our problems and difficulties, when nobody is there, this will comfort you, strengthen you, help you, guide you, lead you, give you victory. And that's what the blessings we count from the Word of God. Number 165. Bible gives us great peace. Verse 165. Great peace have they who trust in thee, who take hold of the word of God. Oh, what blessings. People of this world are struggling for peace, searching for peace. They have no peace in their life. They talk about peace, preach about peace, speak about peace. They show clothes wearing about peace. What is the cloth, you know? White. But there is no peace inside. But what a peace they have who know the Lord Jesus Christ in their life. So this is the great blessing which Bible gives to us. Number 10, answers to prayers. You are praying a prayer, no answer coming. The Lord has the same question to ask you. You know what John 15 and verse 7 says? If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will and it shall be done for you. This is two way. If you give your ear to God's word, God will give ear to your prayer. Did you hear that? If you don't give ear to what God speaks, how will God give ear to what you speak? You want only one way communication. God, I speak and you listen. But God says, no, I speak and you listen. Then you speak and I listen. That means, if you listen to the word of God, God will listen to your words. And he will answer your prayers. What a blessing. All these 10 blessings will be yours if the word of God becomes your delight and your desire to study and meditate. If you give yourself to God's word, these are the blessings. Maybe when you read Psalm 119 next time, okay, find out what more blessings you can have from this psalm. Aur kon kon se aashishe humko is bhajan se dekhne ko milti hai. In sare baaton ko aap swayam dhoond sakte hai. Lekin ab main agli class ki or jana chahta hu. Kyunki ye blessings, ye aashish agar apni honi hai, to hume kya karna hai? What can I do? Uncle, I have Bible. Uncle, I read Bible. Uncle, I go with my dad and mom to church where Bible is read and preached. But I don't see any of this thing happening. I see all struggles and problems, uncle. Why it is? Now I want to give you the very important lesson. Now all of this beauty of the Bible and the blessings of the Bible can be yours if you learn this next class. And which is that? Sandesh. The next one is how to study the Bible. Now, there are no methods like that. This is what I do. This is what I do in my personal life. Maybe that can be a help to you. How to study the Bible. You know what is the number one thing? Number one thing, find out a quiet place where you can sit quietly and sit with your Bible. Sit with a diary and sit with a pen. Now you take my Bible in hand and you find how many papers are lying all around that Bible. You know why? I sit with my Bible and a pen and a color pen or color pencil just to know Why do I have that diary? This diary and a pen. You know why? I am going with an expectation to God. I want God to speak and I want to jot down. God, you speak. I just don't read the Bible. But I go in a quiet place where I open my Bible to read it. But I go with an expectation. Expecting what God is going to speak and I want to write it. Do you have a diary? Do you write down what God speak to you? Next time, follow this method. How to study the Bible. Number one, find out a quiet place and go there with what? Your Bible, your diary, and a pen. Next. Avoid all distractions. What all the distractions one can have? TV is on and Bible is open. Nothing is gone into the head. TV is on, food is being eaten, you become a glutton and you know, you keep eating, you don't know how much you are eating. Put off that. See that there is no distraction of television or maybe a mobile phone. Switch it off for a while or put it on a silent mode and keep it somewhere else. Or maybe your internet, stop it. Any books lying around, keep it aside. Some have habit of reading Bible and at the same time keep munching. You cannot. You just sit in a quiet place and where you have avoid all distractions. What is the next one? Then ask God to be your teacher. I am giving you a very simple method which I apply in my life. Okay? If you really are serious about enjoying those beauty and blessings of God, you got to be serious about these things. Number one, ask God to be your teacher. Psalm 119 and verse 12 says, Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. What a prayer. Did you ever pray that prayer? Lord, be my teacher. Even today, if I open my Bible and kneel down in my place, my quiet room, I say, Lord, speak to me. Because unless He speak, unless He become our teacher, we cannot learn things. Too many people, you will find that depending upon different materials on Bible than the Bible itself. This can be temptation for me also. To read what other magazine, other article, other booklet, other internet article or this or that. So many things are already available. Why to waste time on that? So people go for all these shortcuts and they keep the Bible closed or not reading the Bible. I will say the other way around. Keep all other things closed and come to the Bible. Open the Bible and ask God to be your teacher. Why do I say that? Because when the moment you say, God, Lord, be my teacher, these things will happen. That's what we read in Psalm 119. 119 and verse 18. Your eyes will be opened. Number two, your understandings will be increased. Number three, your heart will be stirred. Number four, your mind will be enlightened. When you ask God to be your teacher, these are the blessings which will immediately follow you. Every step that you think about. When you ask God to be your teacher, then ask yourself these things. Is there any hindrance in my life that God should not speak to me? Maybe you can turn to that verse. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. See, the word of God is like a pure milk. Look at me. It's like a pure milk. Now you have The milkman comes to your house? Or you get the packet, milk packet? Yeah? Milk packet you all get at home? Milkman or milk packet, whatever. If you take that good milk and put in the yesterday's milk pot, which is not cleansed, what will happen to that good milk which is being poured into it? It will get spoiled. So, if this pot is not clean, whatever good milk you put inside, what will happen to that? It will be spoiled. It will be of no use. That's why when Peter says, he says like this, Turn to 1 Peter chapter 2 and listen to this. 1 Peter chapter 2. And how simple. Wherefore he says, wherefore laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If you have all these things inside you, and you try to read the Bible, you will not learn, you will not listen, you will not understand. God will not speak to you. So what do I do, uncle, then? Find out what sin it is. Find out what is that hindering. And confess it. Repent it. Say to the Lord, Lord, I am sorry, I did this. I have this problem in my life. And unless you do this preparation for your Bible study, this is the first step of preparation. God will not open up. God will not speak. He wants to speak, but he cannot. Because he knows if he speaks now, you are not ready to listen. So then how do I do? You do this preparation. What all these preparation steps? Number one, go to quiet place. Number two, avoid all distraction. Number three, ask God to be your teacher. Number four, ask yourself if there are any hindrances. And if there are hindrances, say to the Lord, this is my sin. Please forgive me. You know why I'm struggling to tell you this? Because many of them, keeping sin in their heart and life, try to approach to this holy book. Sorry. You may learn. You may even become a preacher or teacher. You may talk to others. But there will be no lasting effect. There will be no lasting fruit from your life. You will be fooling yourself. So stop all that and make this preparation if you want to glean the beauty and the blessings of the Bible. You must know how to get that in your life. Number, if you do this preparation, then you have the next thing. Read the scriptures. Now you are ready to open the Bible. Yeah? Oftentimes, in my room, when I go with this preparation, I prefer to kneel down and with all respect, open the Bible because I want something new. I want God to speak to me. Unless He speak to me, how can I learn? So how do you read your Bible? Not just for the sake of reading. Then how should we read the Bible? When we read the Bible, it's always good to have a systematic plan. When we have the systematic plan to read the Bible, what do you mean by that? There are different ways to read the Bible. Yeah? Want to wash your face? How do we read the Bible? It is good to read if you have that yearly plan, you know. Do you know there is a printed yearly plan you can have? You can finish a Bible in a year. If you can follow that plan, well and good. Because that is very systematically divided. So that you are in touch with the whole Bible. There is a portion from the Old Testament. There is a portion from the New Testament. There is a portion from the Psalms. And so you are linked with the whole Bible in a day. That's a good plan. That's the way some people read. But the way I read is different. The way others read is different. You can adopt any method you want to. But it should be a systematic reading. You can read bookwise. I prefer bookwise. Bookwise reading of the scripture. In our family reading, we will go with that plan or with some devotional book along with that. In our family altar, family reading. In our personal reading, we can have a systematic approach to the Bible. I will suggest you, after you begin your Bible study, after this camp, when you go back, seriously start your studies after that preparation. Begin with Psalm 119. And when you finish that in a month, take 1 month for Psalm 119. And you will learn precious things, I tell you. You will not leave that Psalm. After Psalm 119, maybe you can turn, I will suggest, to Gospel of John. Simplest Gospel, but one of the richest Gospel. So many things you can learn. And then you can start on bookwise or a planwise, whichever way suits to you. Accordingly, it should be a systematic reading plan. When we read the Bible, actually we read it in the context. I will tell you what you mean by that. After you have read a portion of scripture, systematically, For example, today I opened John's Gospel. Okay? John's Gospel, chapter 1. I read from verses 1 to 13. Because the passage ends there. Otherwise, from verse 14 onward, it starts with another beautiful topic. So if I read that particular passage of scripture, just be there. Read that portion of the scripture. After reading, meditate on it. What do you mean by meditate on it? I want to tell you how to meditate on that scriptural portion. When you say meditate, you have to meditate as it is given in the scripture. What do you mean by that, uncle? If it is a prophecy, read it as a prophecy. If it is a poetry, read it as a poetry, Sandesh. If it is a precept, read it as a precept. If it is a promise, read it as a promise. If it is a proverb, read it as a proverb. Don't try to change it. Read it as it is given to us. Read as it is. Number two, when you read as it is, to meditate on that, you can ask these questions to that passage. What are the questions? Who is speaking? Just read that. How to meditate? By asking these questions. Who is speaking in this passage? To whom he is speaking that? When he is speaking that? Where he is speaking? Why he is speaking? And how he is speaking? Just put these questions through that passage. Who, whom, what, when, where, why, how? And that passage will be opening up for you. You will try to understand there itself. You don't have to run around. Don't have to go around. When you ask this question to that passage, that Bible will become live to you. It will speak to you. Then you can ask this series of questions. Is there a lesson to learn? Is there a lesson to learn? Is there a sin to avoid? Is there a command to obey? Is there a promise to claim? Is there a blessing to enjoy? Is there a thought that I should carry with me? 6 questions. Just ask this 6 questions to that passage. As you meditate, and that will become very lively to you. I'll repeat. Is there a lesson to learn? Write down. Is there a sin to avoid? Is there a command to obey? Is there a promise to claim? Is there a blessing to enjoy? Is there a new thought to carry on? After you have done this meditation, maybe a promise, maybe a command, which you can memorize from that passage. As you see uncle standing before you and memorizing so many verses. It's just because in my quiet time, when I sit and read, as I told you yesterday, even in our house, that blackboard will be there. Keep reading, keep memorizing. You can have that blackboard. You can write that verse for that day and memorize these verses. Bring that verses pack if it is readily available. If you don't have it, buy those cards. Blank cards, 100 cards you get for 20 rupees. Write down on that verses and keep it in your pocket. Memorize that over a day. And you will find your treasure with the scripture will be increased. And you will be able to see the beauty of the Bible and enjoy the blessings of the Bible. But then, read the scriptures, meditate the scriptures and memorize the scriptures. Let me go ahead. Then whatever you have read, studied, meditated, write it down in that diary. It should be systematic. One day, one page. And whatever thought the Lord has given you, out of those 6 questions, maybe a promise, write down in red ink. Or any lesson you learn, write down in red ink. Even today, when I open my diaries of 84 or 83 or 82, I see those red inks around there. In a broken English, when I read that even today, yeah, I get a great joy. Great encouragement. Oh, that day the Lord spoke to me from this passage. It will be your diary, your meditation, and your diary will be ready when you study the scripture in a systematic way. After you have written it down, kneel down and pray. Ask the Lord, thank you for speaking to me. Ask the Lord His help to leave that in your life. And make a commitment, Lord, what you have taught to me, I am going to obey in my life. Give me grace and strength to obey your word. They also do no iniquity, they walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. That's what Psalmist prayed. His desire was not only to learn, but his desire was to obey. Yeah, after all these things, when you do this, then you speak to others. Then you quote that verse to others. Then you share it with your brother and sister. Then you will be able to share it in the assembly with others. Are you with me? Are you with me? What is the next step? Proclaim it. Means what? Speak it. Share it. Talk to others. And when you share, talk to others, that will retain with you. Okay? I just want to give you two examples from the Bible. Please read 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 6. Somebody at the back. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 6. If you instruct the brethren, that means share with the brethren or tell the brethren these things, you will be good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the word of faith, and of the good doctrine, and which you have carefully followed. Now if you read that verse little more carefully, you will find three things spoken there. Paul says to Timothy, who is the good minister of the Lord Jesus Christ? One who is nourished up in the doctrines. Nourishing means what? Now you eat so many things. All that you eat is a nourishing for you? No. That which is nourishing, which is helping you to keep up your body. But that which is not nourishing is thrown out of our body. So read the scriptures in such a way that it becomes nourishment for you. Learning, gleaning, studying, memorizing, understanding the scripture, nourishing up. Okay? First, pehli baat to Bible ko seekhna, samajhna. Dusri baat, seekhne samajhne ke baad, uske anusar chalna, which you have followed diligently. Uske anusar usne jeena, karna, obedient, agya, palan karna. Na keval seekhna, balki uske anusar jeena. Kaun Prabhu Yeshu Masih ka achha sevak ho sakta hai? जो वचन के द्वारा अपना पोषण करता है, पोषण करने के बाद उसके अनुसार अपना जीवन जीता है और फिर दूसरों को बताता है. एंड देन टेल टू अदर्स. ही बिकम्स अ ग्रेट मिनिस्टर ऑफ द लॉर्ड जीसस. नंबर वन, नरिश्ड अप. नंबर टू, ही इज लिविंग अकॉर्डिंग टू दैट. नंबर थ्री, ही इज टेलिंग टू अदर्स. विदाउट लिविंग, नेवर ट्राई टू टेल टू अदर्स. दैट्स व्हाट दिस थ्री थिंग्स वी फाइंड एज फार एज the study of the scripture is concerned. And the same thing, it's not only in the New Testament, but also in the Old Testament. It's my humble prayer to the Lord that these studies might become a great blessing to you in your Christian life. What we have studied in these classes is these four things. Number one, Bible is a glorious heavenly book. Number two, Bible is grand hymn book, all about the Lord Jesus. Number three, Bible is a great book of blessing or blessings book. And Bible is my life book. If you make that Bible as your book, it's my humble prayer, God will guide you and lead you and make it a great blessing in your Christian life. I wish I could share much with you about the Bible, from the Bible. There is so much. It's a treasure. It's a mine. Great things you can glean from the scripture. May these small little studies, seeing the beauty of the Bible and blessings of the Bible, how to study the Bible and apply that to our life, If you make that a step in your life, God will certainly guide you and make you man of the word of God, woman of the word of God, and you might enjoy God's blessings in your Christian life. Shall we bow? Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for these 2 days classes in which you have helped us to see the importance of scriptures in our life. We thank you for the beauty of the Bible and the blessings of the Bible. What a glorious heavenly book. What a grand hymn book. What a book full of blessings for us. Forgive us, Lord, because we have turned helter-skelter than focusing our attention to your word in the days gone by. But now we make a commitment that henceforth we will love you, we will love your word, and we will learn it and live it in our Christian life, that we might become the true ministers of the Lord Jesus. Bless these young boys and girls, O Lord, and ask that each one of them may know the Lord Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. May these things which we have learned from the scripture be a great blessings in their life in the days to come. Thank you for the assembly at Borivali. Thank you for the brethren to whom you have given this burden. Thank you for their prayers and efforts, O Lord. Continue to bless each one of them and let this ABC become a great blessings in the life of these children and all of us. We thank you for hearing us as we ask and pray in the blessed name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.